This is my first iPhotog audio boo. Where to start? Well, I had a blog that I rambled on and on about computer-related topics, and I deleted all that old crap, and I decided to make it into a blog documenting my sort of re-entry into the world of SLR photography. I was into it years and years ago, when I was a boy, and my dad bought me the Minolta XGS, which was called the XG9 here in the United States, but it was called the XGS in Japan. And it was a good introductory SLR. It was actually a very good introductory SLR. I unfortunately didn't probably learn as much as I should have, but I did enjoy it. It made an impression on me. And I did some interesting projects with it. And then as the years went on, I kind of fell out of it, and I became a snap-and-shoot picture taker. And to be honest, it never sat well with me. I always kind of was irritated with myself. And as I was recently trying to, you know, to be honest, I just got tired of having all my hobbies be ones that had me sitting in front of the computer isolating myself from my family. And I'd been thinking about getting back into photography for a while. Digital photography has definitely made things a lot easier. And I've been watching some friends of mine and my father-in-law working their magic with their cameras and increasing in their skill level. And I finally got to the point where I said, you know, I've got more computers than I need, but I would like a digital SLR again. So I sold one of my computers, and I had enough to buy a Nikon D5000 and have some money left over. Of course, it comes with kit lenses, as you know. So I have an 18-55mm Nikkor AFS lens, which, you know, is a 3.5 to 5.6. And then I have a 55 to 200mm Nikkor AFS, which is a 4 to 5.6, I want to say. So they're not the fastest lenses in the world in terms of aperture, but they'll definitely do. They definitely give high quality. I don't think Nikon's ever made a bad lens. If they have, I don't think they've made one in recent years. But anyway, so I don't have a lot of money to spend, so I bought that, and I also bought a backpack to carry it around in, which I'll talk about in a different episode, which is a pretty cool pack. And I think I'm selling a mic and a boom stand and a couple other things, and I should be able to buy Adobe Lightroom, and I also should be able to get Photomatix Pro, which is basically an HDR thing, and I don't want to, you know, I hate when I look at somebody's photo stream on Flickr and all they are is HDR photos, especially the really obvious ones. But the cool thing about Photomatix is that you can do tone mapping where you can make it look very realistic, and all it kind of does is bring out a lot of the details. So it doesn't really look HDR, because, you know, a lot of the HDR stuff you see is so overdone, it becomes a gimmick. You know, people who only do HDR photography, it's like, you know, it's interesting and it has a lot of color and a lot of punch to it, but are you relying on that to make what you think is an interesting photo versus actually making an interesting photo? And then, you know, so I have seen it well done. It's not going to become something that I'm going to do as a matter of course, but I'd like to play with it. So anyway, I should have enough for that. I really need to get myself a decent tripod, and probably won't do that for a while. Probably won't get any other lenses for a while. But anyway, this is a companion audio boo series to my blog, and hopefully once I get started, you know, eventually I'll be posting pictures on the blog. For now, I'll be talking about myself getting started, the software and the hardware and the gadgets and stuff that I use, but also the resources that I'm going to be using to learn, really technically learn this time, the craft, so that I can, you know, forget about what I'm doing and just get into the artistic side of it. But it should be fun. And I have a lot of people that I've drawn inspiration from that I will be pointing you towards as well. So thanks for listening to my audio boo. Lulululu. Lulu.